doors you're not prepared to go through.
The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. Tonight, any protester, any instigator, or agitator will be made example of.
Coverage.
Oh, you mean the little root weevils that crawl around popping off cameras in your face?
Those root weevils write history.
Good day to the world. Good day to Revolution Radios. Welcome to FreedomSlips.com and Revolution Radio.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Welcome to Revolution Radio with today's edition of Event Horizons, anchored by Dr. Robin Falkoff, an intelligent foray into the news and events of our current time. Robin and her team are going to take you around the world with fresh perspectives on what is going on in your world today. So stay put while Robin and crew bring you to the truth of the matter here at Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
Good morning and welcome to Event Horizons. Boy, that mic didn't want to come on. Ah, gosh, it's Friday, the end of the week. Friday, the 6th of July. So much going on, so much good news. For those of you who are watching what happened with that guy who... What a sicko, a 16-year-old boy having, you know, a burger, you know, and he goes and rips his maggot head hat off the kid's head, pulls his hair, some of his hair out with it, and throws the kid's Coca-Cola in his face. Anyhow, the guy's been arrested, so that's a good thing. So anyhow, today we have a great lineup. As I was telling you earlier this week, we've got, Ole Damigard back, and Cody Snodgrass. And we're going to be talking about so much that has gone on behind the scenes for years and years that has not been covered, and it just becomes a challenge to find out about stuff. So we're going to do some digging today, and those guys are going to help us out. Let me give you a little bit of information. For some reason, my laptop is... weird, not letting me post to Twitter or post to LinkedIn, rather. So then I could post to Twitter. Maybe it posted. I should go back and see. Anyhow, we were supposed to do this show and then bad connections. I have my workarounds in place because this morning didn't start off with great connections either, because these guys are going to pull that curtain back, okay? And I'm talking about none other than these two authors, and Ole Damigard, investigative researcher, and Robert, Cody Snodgrass, who's a whistleblower and a hero. And we're going to talk about hiding secret medical, psychic, alternative energy cures, alternative healthcare, life extension, cloning, Oh, you name it. Laboratory creations of new viruses and plagues. There's all kinds of stuff. And what had been going on for years in Russia, mainstream, big scale, and the United States was dragging along in secrecy, till they branched out and went full speed ahead again. So many of you are familiar with Ole Damogard and the verb we now have about Damogarding. For those who follow his techniques and use them to identify the clues that are put out there, if you can recognize, to determine where the next false flag event will be. And Ole has a pretty impressive track record with this, let me tell you. He's also dedicated the last 35 years to researching many of the global conspiracies. He's worn so many hats. He's got a phenomenal story. The show that we did that first hour, and then it was wonderful having his friend Connie with us. That first hour to hear about Ole's life was just captivating. I had to remember to ask questions because I was just swept away with it. But his main focus has been to find out the truth about the assassinations of JFK, Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Lady Di, terror attacks of 9/11, Norway, Oklahoma City, and many, many more. He's got his books available on his website, Light on Conspiracy, and one of them, which sounds phenomenal, Shadow of Tears, is the full story of what he shared with us when, as a young man, and he was quite an adventurer, after traveling on an old bicycle alone through Europe, he helped to smuggle out some friends from war-torn Iran in 1984. What a story. What a story. And then Cody, my gosh, you can get information about Cody and order Cody's book at lightonconspiracies.com as well. And for over 20 years, he was an independent contractor specializing in sensitive covert assignments as well as bodyguard work. In 1994, he was given the task to blow up the Alfred P. Murray Building in Oklahoma City. And this job came from an ex-U.S. military man who told Cody he worked covertly for CIA. Cody refused on moral grounds his strong opposition to attacking U.S. citizens on our own soil. Well, it changed his status from CIA asset into a liability, a private, independent contractor who knew too much. And it's a true story about the U.S. Department of Justice's role in covering up the bombing in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, and the secret reasons why Cody believes it was ordered. Afraid to speak up until now, he's very lucky to be alive and tell this story. Yes, indeed. Hopefully enough time has elapsed so he will not be targeted again for retribution, as so many whistleblowers have been before him. And Cody asks that may God bless America and our fellow patriots who have fought and bled for her. So we've got, as I said, quite a great lineup. And, we have some articles that have not been, they're all properly done in the show announcements on Facebook. But it's a moot point. But anyhow, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us, not just at Event Horizons, but for our whole network, Revolution Radio, which you find at freedomslips.com. And we just value you guys for 8 years and counting. You have been there for us. You have provided the support and the donations to keep us on the air. And we respond with all of the hosts and all of the staff volunteering their time, myself included, as in not getting paid, because it is so critically important that you guys have access to the necessary information at this time. And that's what I work hard to deliver, so that you have a diversity so you can make an informed choice and understand what will be best for your family and yourself, because nobody knows that better than you do. And it is just, what can I say? Just wonderful. It really is, to see how we all come together. We've got chat rooms 24/7. We've got roundtables late at night, as well as having lots of goodies, you know, from the t-shirts to the mugs to the usual stuff to the seed packages to special commissions that you can order. If you work out the details with Hawk, he just might take you up on something amazing to create that you've always dreamt about. So you got to do some exploring. And, you know, I have to thank all of you as well for your participation, for your patience, listening to me every day talk about it only takes a smile. But my friends, it brings so much richness. It brings so many wonderful experiences, connections, security. You can't not do it, because with that smile, with that recognition, when the other person finally realizes they're the object of your attention and they smile back, and that second brain in our gut, that incredible immune system that works overtime, triple time, I don't even know. It's just amazing what it does for us 24/7. It recognizes a resonant interface between conscious beings, and at that moment, it launches a cascade of feel-good neuroendocrine transmitters to fill you with energy, excitement, anticipation, and all amazing things. And the conversation begins, and you just sort of fell into it. How'd that happen? You get all these flashbacks from being a kid and being with your parents and when you're out and when they talk to others and the difference. I mean, what we see these days in public, I mean, it makes me feel like some kind of an old fogey that, oh, they're just crude and rude, and they are. Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures. And you know what it is? When you look at the pictures, you get it. They don't have any self-respect. They don't understand what do unto others as you would have others do unto you mean. Otherwise, they could never take the actions that they do. It is just a tragedy. It's like a lost generation with so many who've been raised from early ages, starting at 4 to 6 years old, on drugs, on Adderall, on Ritalin, on antidepressants, anti-anxiety. I mean, these kids have brains that have been changed, physiologically changed from being on the drugs all that time, and the concurrent effects on emotions and personality and development, you know, they're just very upsetting. But I have to say, I'm pleased to observe with the Walk Away campaign that's going on, so many that are saying, wow, I'm not putting up with these kinds of actions and treating people the way the Democrats are doing. It is just, you know, we don't need it. They're not doing anything for us. A lot of the Latino and Black and other ethnic groups, and, you know, gee, the new one to be low man on the totem pole, because the worst thing to them is a white male. I mean, really? Really? I mean, get in touch with the world. It is just evolving into absolute craziness for all of them. So just gotta keep moving along, you know, keep moving along and be on top of all that we can. So I thank you all for being here. I thank you for making those connections. If you need me, healthfreedomrights.com is the best way to get in touch with me. Healthfreedomrights.com. There is a contact us page that you can fill out. There are hot links for emails. Then you know how to spell my name, and you can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. It just is a win-win. It all works out. And let's see. And you guys, what do you find? Well, lo and behold, the same concerns are what you share. And isn't that something? Who would have thunk that across the board, we find that the main things on each other's minds are safety for our family, safety for our communities, safety for the water that we drink, the air that we breathe, the food that we're growing. I mean, really, guys, it just becomes overwhelming. So let me get moving. Let me get the guys on. I don't want to be late. Okay. Let's see. Where is Olay? And then I will enter in Cody, gods of Skype. I've got all kinds of backup here. And, you know, we are asking for your blessing for a great show. And after the last time, you know, you've got something to make up for when Ole was knocked off the air. So please persevere and get great connections. So looks like we're getting Ole right away, and we have him. Good morning, yes. Ole. How are you?
I'm super good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're online. I'm glad I'm online, and let's make sure everything's good with Cody.
Fingers crossed. Can you get hold of him? I spoke to him very recently, and he's waiting for your call.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we emailed in the middle of the night, in the morning. So my crazy schedule, my friend. Yeah. But yeah, I've got my backup in place because, of course, there were a little bit of cantankerous issues with my connections this morning. But we're here and it's all, you know, backed up. So all good.
Sounds good.
So I know you're busy running all over the place with so much going on.
I am indeed, and
oh,
there's Cody.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
Yeah, well, it's great that the three of us are on.
Hi, Robin. I hope everything's good for you.
Thank you. For you, too. But we've got a connection, so that's super. So, and I tried to appease the gods of Skype, you know, when I started the connection with Ole, and, you know, I'll knock on wood again. They've been very benevolent for the past minute and a half. So we're all good. And how about you, Cody? Ole's been busy as can be. What about you?
I've been gone. I haven't even been here in the state of Colorado. I just got back a couple hours ago, so this all worked great. And CenturyLink, the phone repair guy came out here, and I went with him and went through all the connections and everything myself, saw him with my own eyes. He replaced some computer cards. So I'm hoping the phone is, my signal is 5x5.
You sound loud and clear. Both of you do. They're great connections.
All right. Let's do it. Let's party. Let's have a great show.
Yay! Shock a few people while we're at it, right? Oh, my gosh. So much craziness. Where would you guys like to begin?
Should we go for the shoes yet again, Cody?
Yeah, I think, Ole, you ought to go first and talk about, you know, the shoes and the pictures and so forth, and then I can come in later and talk about some aspects of the mind control and how they're using
Let's do a quick update on the shoes because, I mean, everybody, you know, is always asking, when's Ole coming back? When's Ole coming back? And are you going to be able to have Cody on too? So let's do that. But they're looking forward to a lot of the other stuff as well.
But I tell you, when you start looking into the magnitude and importance of this shoe thing, this massive global mass mind control psyop that seems to be on the go, could I just go through some of the areas where I found more or less identical shoe images so that you get an idea of how big this is? Is it okay if I just spend a minute or so?
Yeah, we've done this before when we were on with Cody, but let everybody see because it all fits together with mind control.
But this is the whole thing. That's the whole thing. So countries where I found these shoe images where after these things have happened, Australia, Canada, Bangladesh, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Belgium, Pakistan, Panama, Mexico, Bolivia, Colombia, the USA, England, Ireland, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Yemen, Somalia, Kenya, Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Iraq, Iran, India, Thailand, Nepal, Palestine, Indonesia, Turkey, Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, South Africa, Nigeria, France, Norway, Ukraine, Russia, Korea, Vietnam, Hungary, Serbia, New Zealand, Cambodia, Rwanda, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Cuba, Cameroon, Chad, Sudan, Algeria, and Bosnia. And topics where I found identical shoe images: the Ebola virus, gang rape, mass immigration, organized crime, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Maria, missing people, human trafficking, genocide, ISIS, alleged murders, AIDS, nuclear disaster, drive-by shootings, alleged drownings, vaccinations, recruiting foster carers, poverty, domestic violence, serial killers, ADHD, autism, climate change, global warming, boat refugees, conspiracy theories, terrorism, military coup, Pizzagate, random accidents, car crashes, train derailments, chemtrails, airplane crashes, FEMA camps, and drone strikes. And some terror attacks and shootings with identical shoe images. This list is not finished by long, but the Orlando Pulse shooting, Charlie Hebdo, the Bataclan, Copenhagen shooting, the London 7/7 bombings, the Parkland, Florida attack, Las Vegas mass shooting, London Westminster Bridge attack, the London Bridge attack, the New Jersey Art Festival shooting, Columbine mass shooting, Boston Marathon bombing, Stockholm truck attack, Nice truck attack, the Melbourne car attacks, there were two of them, Port Arthur massacre in Australia, Jade Helm, which we're going to talk about today, right in the middle of their logo is a shoe. The Queen's Day massacre in Holland, Charlottesville car attack, the Brussels airport attack, Toronto van attack, the Münster van attack, the sinking of Titanic, Utøya mass shooting in Norway, the Barcelona van attack, the Chelsea bombing, the Balkan War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Six-Day War, and 9/11. So I ask you, dear friends, are we talking about coincidences or a massive coordinated psyop in so many areas that are focused on keeping us in a spell of fear?
So there's one thing that comes to my mind right away, Ole. Are these common denominators that they use for so many different situations with the same shoes, as you're saying, just to add on to that load for cognitive dissonance? Because how could we see the same pictures for the same areas? How could we see the same faces with the crisis actors all around the world? There's you know, that deeper message there.
And this is where Cody comes in with his enormous knowledge in these areas, because I think this is major. There's something here that has been done to us over decades and decades, and we haven't even noticed how they keep us in this head down, bending over, you know, like just don't, whatever you do, as long as you leave me alone, just let me get on with my life. That type of feeling, where there's no point, there's I give up, you know, that spell and that control, invisible control, I think is partly through this mass mind control thing, where the shoe is the subliminal trigger that triggers us into this state of traumatic fear. But this is where Cody, I would very much like his expertise to come in.
Yes, definitely. Yes, please, Cody.
Yeah, thank you, Ole and Robin, and hello to everybody out there. This subject of mind control, which Ole is talking about, in relation to these images of the shoes that have been found over and over again at bombings and false flag events, assassinations, school shootings, so forth, appears to me, you know, to be a mind control trigger. And, you know, I'm writing a third book right now about all of this mind control stuff, but it's a huge subject, and we have to go through just a few of the basic history, you know, so people can understand how this stuff works, because it's highly esoteric and it's difficult for laymen and average people to grasp it. But mind control, the objective of it is to condition subjects or people in such a way that they end up, you know, acting without consciously thinking. In other words, your mind is controlled without your knowledge, and it's done on an unconscious and subliminal level, so that your conscious mind doesn't really know that your behavior, the behavior you're exhibiting, is actually controlled behavior. It's not your own. And so there's a lot to all this. There's covert mind control. And all this started back way back with the Nazis and Joseph Mengele and their you know, their stuff at Auschwitz and Dachau and the experiments, human experiments that we're doing on the prisoners. And then it was, you fast forward from the OSS Alan Dulles was director of OSS in World War II, and then they created CIA in 1947, and that he was like the first director, and he pushed the MK Ultra program, which was a program to create basically assassins or Manchurian candidates. And how they did this was they created trauma in young people. It's usually ritual-based sexual trauma. They tested it with mind control drugs, psychic attacks, all kinds of things, opiate-based psychedelics, electroshock, and various ways to create a trauma. And what this does in a normal human being when you're traumatized severely is your mind reaches the CDT, or the cognitive dissonance threshold. That's a point where the mind just blanks out. It sees too much, and it's a self-protection mechanism that's built in to every human being. And so the CIA was using this natural process, as the Germans were and the Soviets and a great number of the other intelligence agencies, to create alter personalities, where an assassin could go in and be programmed to kill someone, like a prime minister or a president or something, and then in his other personality, he wouldn't remember what he was doing. And that was in response to the mind control and truth serum drugs that the Soviets had begun testing. And that was back around 1950, Project Bluebird. There was another one in the U.S. Navy called Project Chatter, and that was a covert brainwashing test on how to brainwash prisoners and so forth. And the Soviets had developed truth drugs that they were giving to people that had been captured in World War II. And so this was a way to try to offset, you know, the Soviet stuff. And these programs were all morphed later into Project Artichoke. That was April 13th, 1953. Richard Helms, the deputy director of CIA at the time, was behind that. And so this is a whole huge, big slate, which we're not going to get into. But the basic thing here is that the governments around the world were testing this mind control stuff, and they wanted to create alter personalities in people like Sirhan Sirhan, where they could do a job and then hold up under torture. They were giving these new drugs to them to break down people and intelligence operatives. And if you had an alternate personality, no one could get in there to it. They could torture someone to death completely, and they would never divulge the information. Only the handler, or the person that had the trigger mechanism to switch a mind control victim from each alter personality, only those people that had those triggers, they're also called keys or access codes, could actually control the person. And this was used in a whole lot of different ways. I mean, we could go on and on, but as it applies to this system here, with the shoes, okay? What happens when, you know, you see a school shooting, like the Parkland school shooting here in the U.S., or a bombing like the Sheffield bombing and the Bali bombing? Any of these things you see, okay, there's always images of fear and trauma, you know, arms being blown off, dead children laying in the street bleeding, the Oklahoma City bombing that had a mangled baby, the 9/11 victims. There's all this horrible, terrible trauma. And yet in the same frame of these pictures, like Ole has documented, what do we see? We see a shoe. And it's over and over and over. And this looks to me like a covert mind control program, where the mind is traumatized by images of, you know, children being shot and fear and blood and so forth, and that causes the mind to disassociate. And what does it disassociate to? The shoe, something familiar, something common, something safe for the human mind to run to. And if you look at these pictures that Ole's collected from around the world, this stuff cannot be a coincidence. You know, it is a mind control program. So your mind looks at something bad in the picture, like dead school children or bombing victims, then it runs to the safe thing in the picture, the shoe. And so what this does over a period of time, whatever country you're in, whatever language you speak, when you see these pictures, okay, your mind will always start a conscious chain, okay? And it takes the shoe, which is safe, and everyone puts them on in the morning. Almost every country in the world, people get out of bed and they put on some kind of shoe. And it's a common, safe thing. And so it forms a mind control trigger. It forms an unconscious link between the shoe and these horrible, terrible events. And it's a way to fragment your mind, human beings' minds, on an unconscious level. You don't know you're being mind controlled by this stuff, but it's going in. The images are going in your unconscious mind, and it makes a shoe, it makes a association there and a link. And so it's a trigger. It has to be a trigger. And also, I always found pictures with bicycles, which is also a common thing that most of us use in our lives. But this whole program of having the shoe, even on the symbol of Jade Helm, which is a domestic operation here in the U.S., why on earth would you pick a symbol? Why couldn't you pick a hammer or, AK-47 or any other thing? The fact that this thing shows up over and over again across everything, it is a mind control trigger. And they are doing mass mind control around the world. This is the New World Order elite, the Satanists, the people who are wanting to control us. And this keeps our minds fragmented with fear. Okay? Just think about this for a minute. You're easier to control if you're fearful and you're scared. Okay? You're out of connection with the creative sources of energy in the universe. And when you get up in the morning, you ask the average person, what do you do when you get up? They put on a house shoe. They put on a tennis shoe. They put on some kind of work shoe. And that common thing, your mind right there, begins to the association on a subconscious level of bombings and feet and false flag attacks and mayhem and chaos. And that is in your mind as it's been programmed through these images, false flag attack after false flag attack. And so your mind is automatically fragmented with fear, which is where they want us, to keep us all disempowered. Because if we're together, unified, we can fight the New World Order. If we're not and we're fearful all the time, we're disempowered and easy to control. So that's my take on this. I mean, I could talk for 2 more hours about all the mind control stuff with MK Ultra, the MK Delta program, in the CIA. The Russians had code names for all of their stuff. It was quite advanced. They have a lot of drugs and psychic driving techniques. They've used, microwaves, directed energy weapons, and a whole host of ways to, control the mind of humans. Psychotronics is a new one. It's way past all the, the CIA stuff with MK Ultra and MK Delta. That's old stuff in the 50s and 60s. But the psychotronics is defined as a psychological manipulation of a human being's mind through electronic methods. Well, what are the electronic methods? They can drive you with the ELF, extremely low frequency, both electromagnetic or sound waves. They can use X-rays. They can use modulated microwaves around the 840 megahertz frequency, the natural resonant frequency of the human cranium, and so forth. So that's the new stuff of psychic driving and mind control, is how to do it at a distance using electronics. That way you don't have to have a physical programmer, that takes a kid and ritually abuses him and injects opiate-based psychedelics and traumatizes them over and over. A lot of times they would have trigger symbols, that many of the victims have reported. The trigger symbols, there's a whole wide variety of them, like two dolphins swimming together. They would have a board or a light, with that picture over the victims while they were being shocked and raped and so forth. They have a lot of stuff. You know, they use radiation, electroshock, all kinds of things to alter human thought, human emotions, and subliminally control people without their knowledge. And I think the New World Order, my own opinion, the people that are behind it are very advanced, and they have access to all this stuff, plus technology that us normal civilians don't know about. And if they can control our minds and get us to follow their New World Order paradigm voluntarily through mind control, they won't have to send out troops or guns and make things very messy with a lot of collateral damage. They can very quietly shift the leadership and the thinking of each country into line with their New World Order paradigm. And I believe that's what this shoe thing is that Ole's trying to point out. But I know a whole lot about the mind control stuff. I just gave a basic synopsis of it. Some of the later programs that the MK Delta and MK Ultra programs for the CIA morphed into were with the Defense Intelligence Agency, with Stargate, Project Stargate, and Project Slammer, which I was involved in. And those were remote viewing projects, you know, where people would see things. You know, remote viewing is basically, it's the inability to produce information psychically about a targeted object, a person, a place, some event, like a bombing, like the Sheffield bombing in England, and while you're being completely isolated from the actual target and by space-time or other forms of shielding. And so, you know, like here in the U.S., the Stargate program, there's guys written books about that, like David Morehouse, U.S. Army guy, wrote the book Psychic Warrior, and then Joseph McMoneagle, you know, he wrote the book Memoirs of a Psychic Spy. And they were guys who were remote viewers, and they were hooked up to electrodes and everything, and then they projected their spiritual forms out of their bodies, and they went to remote view, say, you know, Russian missile silos on the Kamchatka Peninsula, or, you know, they even used it in 1979 when our embassy in Tehran, the U.S. embassy, was run over by the Islamic fundamentalists associated with Ayatollah Khomeini. We didn't have any SIGINT, which was signal intelligence. We had very little human intelligence, very little SATINT, you know, satellite intelligence, because the Iranians moved our embassy personnel after they captured them in underground tunnels and stuff and kept them hidden. And we didn't know where they were, so they used this remote viewing program, what they call SCIENT. It's psychic intelligence. And these programs are absolutely huge, and they've been doing them for a long, long time. There's people involved in them in many branches of the service. Some of the guys in the Stargate program, for instance, were Pat Price, Martha Thompson, Robert Cowart, Jackie Keith, Larissa Valenskaya, Russian. And so this psychic intelligence and all this stuff and remote viewing and all is a real big subject and everything. But bringing it back down to manipulating on a mass level the mind control of societies to gradually push them into a new world order, you first fragment their consciousness with fear, you disempower the civilian population, and you divide them, and you keep them bickering about, you know, Democrat or Republican or socialist and communist and all these little ideologies or religious things like Islam or Christianity. And you keep them bickering at each other's throats with all this, and you divide and conquer them. It's a mind control technique with these shoes to fragment your consciousness and to keep you on a lower level so you will not be able to see the programming that's being done to you because you're afraid all the time. And so when you start looking at this, it is an absolutely textbook, classic example of the fruits of CIA MK Ultra mind control. And anyway, so if there's any questions about any of this, I can talk a long time. I don't want to hog the show, but Ole has a lot of really good stuff.
It's wonderful information, but I do have a couple of questions because I always think of timelines. And I look at the release of the film, The Manchurian Candidate, in 1962 to give examples of mind control. And then the movie Telephone. I was trying to find the two outstanding ones, and I might have missed others that were important. But Telephone was the one with Charles Bronson, and the trigger for the shooter was to pick up a phone and hear Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So it was two different examples, and the gap between them is interesting, of 15 years. Was there something in between? Was there something significant about 1962 or 1977?
Well, yeah, the whole era was a mass mind control thing. And I'll get to that in a minute, but you know, you're talking about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Some of the victims and the survivors of these MK Ultra things, you know, they have come forward. For instance, you know, Edward Cameron, he was an MD guy, medical doctor, that was in Alan Dulles' first CI thing in the 1950s. He specialized in using psychic driving techniques. But in 1997, the CI was sued by his victims up in Canada. They were using a mental health facility as a front, just like the CIA was using Stanford Research Institute, the psychological department at Stanford University, as a front to conduct some of these covert things. And their victims sued in a Canadian court, and they won a judgment, you know, against the CIA. But in that case, Robin, some of the things that they were seeing, the mind control triggers, like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, they would see pictures of trees over and over. And that was their, when every time they were showed a picture, specific picture of a tree, they would flip to their ultra personality. They were showed spider webs, mirrors, pictures of glass shattering, masks, a maze, a certain maze would flip a person. They showed them pictures of demons, butterflies. That's how the MK Ultra turned into the Monarch, you know, the Monarch mind control program. Butterflies, you know, where you transform from a cocoon, you know, a worm into a butterfly. They would show them pictures of snakes or dolphins, two dolphins swim in opposite directions, pictures of hourglasses, clocks, you know, all kinds of things. Anything can be used as a trigger, like the shoes, okay?
Yeah.
And the whole thing in the 1960s, we were all traumatized, the people that were alive at that time, with a series of political assassinations, beginning with JFK, November of 1963. And then his brother Robert, and that was MK Ultra Manchurian candidate. Sirhan Sirhan was in fact a mind controlee that did that hit. I have a section in my book, Choosing the Light, about the Oklahoma City bombing. And there's also a chapter in there where we were tracing mind control, because a lot of people thought Timothy McVeigh may have been a Manchurian candidate programmed, you know, to blow up the Murrah building. And if he was caught, then he wouldn't remember his alter personality or who programmed him or who put him up to the job and so forth. But all through the 60s, you know, then Martin Luther King, our generation that was alive at that time around the world, there were also other assassinations outside the United States during that time. But we were all, our consciousnesses were all fragmented through fear. And this was the deep state and the same New World Order players that have been operating for decades in their goal to take over the world. But the 60s was a big mind control thing. It's a very clever process of gradualism where they slowly, event after event, traumatize the civilian base or the civilian population. Nothing safe, see? There's nothing safe. Your president's not safe. Your religious leaders like Martin Luther King are not safe. The president's brother's not safe. Nothing's safe. And that sticks in your subconscious mind. And it's a form of long-term mind control that the powers that be are going to defeat anybody that goes up against them.
I think it's really interesting as well that this is an international symbol. It works in all different countries. It's very low budget. I mean, a pair of old shoes. I mean, how that's super, super cheap. And you can use it all over the world, the same images. I mean, this is, I think it's super clever when you think of it. And I'm just so happy that we're sort of now coming to a point where we can expose it so that people can snap out of this one. So the next time you see some traumatic event and there's a shoe, you'll see, oh my God, are you kidding me? I mean, here we go again. I'm not falling for this one. And thus, it is a possibility to break this spell of fear and get the power back.
Well, you know, Ole, getting the power back, definitely, once we've identified what's going on, which you've done an incredible job of, you know, to where you've become a verb for people that are following in your footsteps. I mean, it's amazing. I'm trying to think with timelines, and when Olof Palme was assassinated in 1986, that's afterwards, what was going on in Europe while the United States was going through all this turmoil? Were you having something equal?
The assassination of Olof Palme, I normally do like a 6-hour presentation because that is super, super, super complex case, so multi-layered. It's the world's most expensive murder investigation ever, the world's most expensive, and it's still open because they haven't got anywhere because it's an inside job, very multi-layered. And absolutely not a Swedish assassination. Bush is deeply involved, the whole Iran-Contras, and so on. So when you ask about that assassination, it is a chapter on its own. At the same time, it is very much entangled in what was going on with the Iran-Contra scandal. Oliver North went to Stockholm to try and get Palme to sign some end-user certificates, and Palme gave him the finger, more or less. But the reason why he gave him the finger, why he was so brave, we need to do a whole nother show about.
I'd love to.
But yeah, but then we need to do a series of them because it is incredible, that case. But there, everything that has happened in the U.S. had more or less followed, or there's like parallel things in Europe as well. When Reaganism was really going for it, you had the more or less identical thing happen in the UK with Thatcherism, because this is where we're seeing the New World Order. It is not a matter of different nations. It is a matter of a global agenda, a global attack on the world. And so I feel that my what I can contribute with is that I've got a wider understanding than most, because I've been all over the place. I've been to more than 50 countries, and I looked into so many of these different things from a perspective of a global attack, where many researchers, they just take one event and they look at it, they do an incredible job, but they don't see the dots that can be connected, the similarities and so on. And so the shoes, I think, why I believe it's a major breakthrough is that all of these shoes in all of these alleged attacks, the alleged mass shootings, these alleged whatever, how is it possible if they're not somehow connected? And so some of them for sure is sort of like a piggyback effect where something has happened and it's only the photographer that is there, hired by these dark forces, maybe not without even knowing it, just getting an extra paycheck for every photo he can get of a blood stain with a shoe in front of it. But many of these shoes are inside the crime scenes that have been cordoned off. So you would never, ever be allowed to mingle with anything inside it if you were not part of the operation. Meaning that then we are looking at maybe hundreds of operations that are going straight back to the same force behind it. And this is where I've been suggesting for years that what we are looking at to a very large extent is a global tour of terror, a mobile small unit that is being transported around and carrying out these crap operations, trying to give the impression that we're looking at global mayhem, when actually it's like a small little theater group that is just farting around from country to country, carrying out the same show, just like a little rock band. So with the exact same theme, the exact same crisis actors many times, the same marketing agencies, it's always Nike shoes. So they've done a deal with them so they can, well, I don't know, I mean, promote sales, I'm sure. Toyota is there backing them with cars for the boogeyman ISIS. So they've got the whole thing set up where they can control all parameters and just keep it very small, a small little unit, and then low budget mayhem with shoes that you just throw out there. And when people start throwing, pointing out the shoes, which we've done now, and people are sending images and thoughts about shoes from all over the world to me, thank you for that. Now they are sort of like, I think they're getting worried here, and that is why they now started with the bicycles that are appearing more and more. But now they're combining it, shoes, bicycle, shoe, bicycle, shoe, bicycle. The latest one was in Thailand.
Olay. And Olay, then, I'm sorry. Olay, that's a crossover technique. That's a mind control crossover technique. When they create what they call structures in the subconscious mind, one structure is related, or one altar is related to a shoe, and then another one to a bicycle, but they're crossing over. That's why they're mixing them now, is they're morphing the trigger from shoes to bicycles. And it's a very clever process.
Exactly, and that's why I believe that we're seeing a crossover. Soon it will be only bicycles, and people will be looking for the shoes, but they will be gone. And then we think, okay, now not the problem is not there anymore. But then the bicycle will do the exact same thing.
Wow, guys, and what about that now in the big cities, we have bicycles where people can pick up a bicycle from one location, drop it off at another. They don't have to pay, or it's just a small sign-in thing or a very small fee. So they're everywhere now, bicycles. It's just an interesting timing that this is what's happening all over, you know, for the public to be thinking about using all these bicycles. And if that's going to be the next trigger, gosh, I can't. That's your special. You put it together.
But then, Robin, also, you have all of these vehicles of transportation, the car attacks, the van attacks, the train derailments, the airplane crashes, the ferry disasters, alleged ferry disasters, and the bicycles now, and the shoes. All of them are a way for you to get away. But now here, suddenly, it's just closing down. And just like Cody said, also areas for where you could relax, where you could lean back or go on holiday, like Bali or Tunisia, Algeria, these places also, where the attacks on the beaches. Bali, the Bali bombing, this is the most peaceful place on earth. And boom, they hit that as well. So there's no way to go. There's absolutely no escape. And thus, I'm going to give up. I think that is part of this psyop as well.
You know, when you're talking about shoes and bicycles, those are two common things. But in the court case I was talking about, where the MK Ultra victims, you know, were suing the CIA up in Canada, they, under testimony, you know, they gave out the triggers that they, some of them had remembered. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them were, you know, were terminated with extreme prejudice, or tweaked, as we call it. But, you know, they said castles, you know, seashells, butterflies, snakes, ribbons, flowers, bows, hourglasses, clocks, common things like that. But what we did not see in any of this ever mentioned once was shoes or bicycles. And so these shoes and bicycles are common things, just like all of this stuff I just said. And so they've used a mind control trigger that's a common thing, okay? But it is not a mind control trigger that was previously used that we know of, you know, by this court testimony, of the actual people that were in the mind control programs. But it's a similar object, you know? It's a common object that most everybody around the world knows. And so the fact that they're picking these things like shoes or bicycles definitely points to a covert worldwide mass mind control program.
You guys have both laid that out so amazingly. I mean, it's you connected so many dots with all this craziness. We're coming up on break in 2 minutes. What kind of cliffhanger do you want to leave everybody with, guys?
Stay cool. Be happy. Be happy. Don't worry. Become aware. Let go of fear.
We have a choice.
And stay connected to source, you know, whatever the creative source, you know, there's a lot of names people call that, you know, God or Allah or whatever you want to call it. The Indians call it the Great Spirit. There's all kinds of names. But whatever that creative, higher spiritual force, connect to that. Because when you connect to that, that's the source of your power, not all this fragmentation and mind control and bombings and shoes and bicycles and stuff. They're trying to take the world over. And they have to control the populations of the world so that we'll accept their tyranny. And don't do it. Stay connected with love, not fear. And stay up above. You know, you're being made aware of things they're doing to you subliminally. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, gosh. So important, choices we make. Great, great info, guys. We got probably about 3 minutes. And light on conspiracies. Find out their research, their information, the books that are available from Ole and Cody and Hank there. Just lots of.
Crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Are you curious about the origins of the human race? Join me, Gavin McCall, and a variety of guests on Ancient Humans, where we decipher world events, explore scientific theories, personal stories, myths, mysteries, and lore about the history of the human race.
Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. I'm your anchor and producer, Dr. Robin Falcub, and this is Event Horizons. For those of you that need to get in touch with me, if I can help you with problems in your communities, putting you in contact with the right people that will volunteer their time to bring you up to speed and work effectively, reach me through my website, healthfreedomrights.com, the best way to contact me. And then you know how to spell my name, and you can find me elsewhere. For the show, Monday through Friday from 10 to Eastern, I am happy to start my day with all of you here on Event Horizons at freedomslips.com in Studio A. That's the home of Revolution Radio. There's a Studio B, so if you're going to be exploring, make sure you give yourself time because you might wind up late for your next appointment. There's a lot to check out with over 80 different hosts. We have amazing, amazing information, a diversity that helps you get a clearer picture of what's going on so you can make your informed choices. I so thank all of you for reaching out, for making those connections, remembering it only takes a smile that seems so hokey at first, and then you get out there and do it, and it feels so good to connect with others, and it feels nostalgic because, hey, that's kind of the way it used to be when we had self-respect and treated others with respect. So we're hoping to bring more and more of that back as we work together one-on-one because we don't hit those obstacles one-on-one. It's a whole different experience. And I urge you all, and I thank all of you that do get back to me and share your experiences because I love hearing them, but try it out. You know, the worst thing that could happen is the person might just say, oh, sorry, I'm busy. And that's it. But you have so much to gain, and we need each other more than ever to connect, to be having a united front for our communities, community gardens, being self-sufficient, knowing we can take care of each other in the event of any kind of challenge that may arise. At least we're prepared. And at least we're connected and we know who to turn to. So it's a beginning. It's a beginning. And there is so much need out there with this epidemic of depression, loneliness everywhere you look at people. I mean, the sadness is palpable. So that little smile, that kind word, just thoughtfulness, it makes such a difference to getting people reconnected when they've been shut down by family, friends, coworkers, and it's all within our power. And when we work together, my friends, that's how we make miracles. And, you know, sounds crazy. until you get out there and then you see what happens when you get a group of people to go and address some of the concerns you have in different areas and the difference in your reception and the actions that they take much, much more quickly. So let's get back to the guys. I don't want to miss anything. We've got so much. I just want to tell you guys, and let me give out, sorry about that, Ole's website, lightonconspiracies.com. You can subscribe to his newsletter, which is for insiders with new releases of information with their subscription. You can see about Ole's books, his diverse accomplishments over the years, and Cody's work is there as well if you want to get Cody's book, which is Choosing the Light. And you know, these guys are amazing. What they achieve together, as you've heard, you know, it's just, we get a clear picture. So I just want to give you guys some feedback from what people were asking me when we had the technical problems and were unable to do the other show that we're doing now. And Ole, everybody loved the first hour, your history. It was like, they were like, wow, what a story. So I haven't forgotten waiting for time with that. But there, a lot of people are curious about the cloning laboratories, about things along the lines of health-related information where, you know, there are certain of the very elite that have access to everything and they wonder, will those secret modalities ever be available for them? You know, those are just some of the things. And you guys just put together so many other issues before. So, you know, just a couple of things to think of. And wherever you guys want to go, take us away.
Well, I hate to think. Okay, I'm getting an echo now, but I'll try to talk through it. We're probably being interfered with, but for the people out there, I just want to, you know, go over a couple of quick things with this mind control stuff. It's really deep. It's a lot bigger than you think. Like the MK Ultra projects for the CIAs in the 50s and 60s, that was an umbrella project. That's what that is a multiply nested, a group of parallel operations that run underneath the umbrella name of MK Ultra. And a lot of them didn't know what the other ones were doing. It was a compartmentalized, double-blind type of thing. And in the MK Ultra project alone, it had 149 sub-projects. Okay? So this stuff is massive. One of the operations was, of course, the Monarch mind control program that Kathy O'Brien, you know, the CIA sex slave that wrote the book Transformation of America, that was one of the sub-projects. Another one was an Operation Spellbinder. And that was one where they created sleeper assassins using mind control. Another one's Operation Often, O-F-T-E-N, and that was an operation to try to harness the power of occult magic and spiritual forces, demonic forces, and things like that. So there is a whole big buried thing about this mind control. And then you fast forward today, okay? Today, 2018, and we're seeing these shoes, and we're seeing the evidence that Ole's presented, photographic evidence that cannot be coincidence, that there's something bigger and deeper going on with these shoes and the bicycles. I have a question for you, Robin, and Ole, and the audience out there. Many people have seen the chemtrails in the sky. They have seen geoengineering spraying, and there has been patterns, tic-tac-toe patterns, X patterns, star patterns. Here's my question for everybody. What if they're doing some type of advanced subliminal mind control and they're using the chemtrail patterns in the sky as mind control triggers? Just like, you know, you said Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star was one of the triggers, Robin. What if this thing is bigger and deeper than these shoes or the bicycles?
Wow. That's a biggie. What do you think? No, I didn't. You just really floored me with that one. And it's there. You know, people are finally aware of it and not saying, you know, it's crazy.
I think with most of these things, they're multi-layered, that they're used for multiple purposes. And I'm sure that this could very well be one of them. I mean, as soon as you get somebody aware of the chemtrails, then it triggers them back into fear, in the fear spell. So makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, that was just something that crossed my mind when we came over the break here. But I'm going to do some research, and I'm sure Ole will too. But the key is with mind control, they want to subliminally alter your behavior so that you're behaving in ways they want you to, but without your knowledge of it. And if they can do that on a mass basis, then the New World Order will succeed in taking and controlling our whole world. And they'll use any technique, any assassination, any bombing, any false flag, because these people at their core are satanically evil. They want power and control, and they get that through fear and fragmenting our consciousness and disassociating our minds with things like these triggers, these shoes, these bicycles, and all these false flag events.
So with what you're saying about disassociation and fear, I'm looking at what's coming out now about trafficking and sacrifice and adenochrome and all of these things that nobody discussed before. Or if you brought any of that up, you were in the, you know, the ranks of the conspiracy nuts with the tinfoil hats. And suddenly, you know, this stuff is getting exposed. Trump is exposing so much of this trafficking and working to clean it up. We're seeing stories that come out from Europe. What's changing the climate now, guys? Why is it suddenly, you know, in the public awareness?
Well, you know, I hate to talk too much because Ole knows a lot more stuff than me on a lot of this stuff. But my own opinion, Robin, is that there's a spiritual stirring going on worldwide on the whole planet Earth. We've seen it here in America. Ole's seen it in Sweden. A lot of the younger people, you know, we're all spiritual beings. We have minds and bodies and spirits. And there's an energy, there's a force that's pushing the truth and the light to come out now. And that is why the New World Order and the governments of the world, so many of them are censoring, and they're trying to censor Facebook and YouTube and social media and so forth, is because the dark ones, you know, they want to keep us dumbed down. And there's a spiritual force of light that is rising now. And I think that that's why so much of this stuff is coming out now. Everything has been in the shadows and hidden behind, you know, MK Ultra sub-programs and behind fake assassinations and fake bombings. And there's a stirring pushing us to seek the truth. Because if we don't have truth, we're going to lose our freedoms as a race.
Yeah, what do you think, Ole?
I think that, you know, just like with the Bilderberg Group that was created in 1954, I mean, which is part of the World Shadow Government, and I and many, many other researchers were trying to tell people about this group for years and years and years. And from 2000, I mean, first it was totally denied that the group existed, even though it was, I mean, there was all of these small little releases over the years that of their annual meetings. And then there was a time where we were being totally ridiculed, you know, called crazy and all of these things. And then in, I think it was 2012 or 13, suddenly it turned around, where from them totally denying or ridiculing us, then suddenly it was like they hired a, I think it was a German PR firm, and suddenly they were like, no, of course we're here. We've always been here, but we're just this group of nice, mostly gentlemen, you know, having tea and cookies, discussing our next golf game. And then it was sort of like almost like a joke if you continued criticizing them, because, yeah, of course, we've always been here. We just so it's this old classic how to first, I can't remember the different steps. First, they attack you. First, they criticize you. Then they attack you. Then they laugh at you. And suddenly, they agree with you. You know, no, I always said that. And I believe that hopefully we're at this point here as well, where they can't keep all of this hidden anymore, because then it becomes, it's just too obvious. So suddenly they have to change and come over sort of on our side. But we have to be very aware that they stop with this stuff instead of just continuing in other direction. Now with, for instance, this with the bicycles instead of the shoes. Also, when it comes to, I'm just going to jump back here, when it comes to vehicles, have you noticed it's incredible? Now there's been these sort of attacks with people in wheelchairs. I don't know if that's combined, because, I mean, there was this guy in a wheelchair who stabbed two police officers. I mean, really? I mean, the only thing the people in the police officer would have done is like take one step backwards and say, get, you know, drop the knife, or, you know, or we'll go and have a lunch and we'll come back when you got tired of this whole thing. But instead they say, no, he stabbed two police officers. And there's always also been like supermarket robberies where people have been going in these shopping carts or golf cars. I mean, like desperados in a golf car. So it's like everything that has to with wheel, it's just becoming ridiculous. And with there's a whole wave of stabbings now in the UK, where there are shoes everywhere every single time. I think they're up to 72 now in a few months. So the sooner will be forks, you know, because they're sort of, and maybe in the end, oh, he was attacked with a spoon. My God, we need to ban the spoons as well. It's just getting ridiculous here, because I believe and I hope that they're getting desperate, because the fog is lifting. People are starting to see clearly, like, whoa, what is going on? I'm starting to see the deception of it all. But when you come back to the basic, just like Cody said, it is on a spiritual level. It's about fear. Letting go of fear and choosing love. That is the solution. Whatever they try to scare you with, the fight is in your head at a major scale of you not sort of giving in to fear, but working with your mind through meditation or whatever, a way to get you out of this fear mode so that you can reclaim your personal power and become creative and passionate again and make a difference.
Most definitely. That is the bottom line that you both make so clearly, because it's a choice, and there's so many tools available to help regain that peace of mind. You know, what I see with a lot of the news these days, and some things I post and ask for, you know, guys, do you know more about this? Do you have any feedback on this? Some of it is so insane. Like at some point, I think earlier in the year, where they were talking about making knives dull in the UK because of all the stabbings. I don't know if that was real or not, but it's just the stuff that they put out is so insane in response. And
but what can you say? I mean, it's like my normal response is just like I mean, really, really, is that the best you can come up with?
Oh gosh. Yes, I hear you, but it seems they try anything. And are you seeing, sorry to digress for a moment, but the same type of knee-jerk reactions that we have with a large portion of our population, you know, that have been so, but however they've been reached, and you guys made some great points on the other show about right through their laptops and social media, they get their programming. You know, have you seen this across the board? Are you finding the same things taking place with these groups of people in Europe? Are they, you know, protesting, overreacting? I know they're organizing all kinds of stuff against Trump coming there. But do you see it as extreme as it is here in the United States?
Robin, I live in a small little soap bubble up in the mountains. I don't have a TV. I don't read newspapers. I try to keep myself as informed as possible through hand-picked sources. And so whatever is going on in the rest of the world, even if I would have been looking at normal news and normal newspapers, I wouldn't trust them at all. at all, not one single line. Not that I believe that every single journalist is lying when they're writing, but the media now is so controlled. And that is also why when I speak to different, when I get interviewed by all different countries here in Europe and so on, sometimes we come in on this area of media and I say, I can tell you what's in your newspapers. I don't read Serbian, Croatian or whatever, or Polish or Finnish, but I can tell you what's in your newspapers because it's exactly the same. More and more violence. There's all of these weird rapes and killings. There's stabbings. Violence is going up. Police sources, they're losing power. The money is being taken away from them. They need bigger and bigger guns. There's hopeful, you know, the mass immigration is a massive problem. The finances is going down. Everything is mayhem. But it's the exact same thing in all the different countries because it's like a template being used and just funded by George Soros, pump it out there, guys, boom, 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 and let's just take it over one country by after the other. It is just a game plan that is being pulled out. So there's, it's just like you can see this program, American Idol. Well, you have Idol in Sweden as well. You got Idol in the UK. You got, it's the same, it's the same, it's the same. And it's the same with this one, agenda as well.
Yeah, if you look at this from a strategic or a military tactical deal, let's say you're a small group of men, a very small group of these New World Order elites, and you want to take the world over. You know, Adolf Hitler tried it, Genghis Khan, all these different dictators and stuff have tried it. It's never worked. How do you do it? And they do it by using strategic deception and mind control. And they very slowly, through a very clever process called gradualism, they do these false flag events and this stuff with the shoes over and over and over. And gradually, they keep us all in fear. If it's not guns, it's knives. If it's not knives, it's bombs. It's just terror, chaos, and fear. And this is their game. And the reason these events happen over and over again is because it works. It's strategic deception. How to deceive people, trick them, and con them, and mind control them into getting them to do what you want. It's the problem, reaction, solution scenario. The problem is there's a bombing or a shooting. You know, the reaction is, oh, my God, we've got to do something, you know, and fear, fear, fear. And the solution is more government, more New World Order control, and so forth. And so when people begin to wake up to this strategic deception on a tactical level, this is what's happening. This is just like a military or a CIA operation. It's a mission. They're looking to control us and trick us all. And when we wake up with shows like this, Robin, and the work that Ole's doing and a lot of the other researchers out there, God bless their souls, that are trying to get the truth out, the truth is the one thing these people hate the most. Because when you learn the truth, then you can see through their scams and their cons, and then you can approach freedom because you're not going to be controlled by all their BS. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, is to show people the truth. Don't believe Ole. Don't believe me. Look for yourselves. Look at this evidence yourself and unplug from the mainstream media, which is nothing but mind control and lies. I believe they're using subliminals and all kinds of other psychotronic devices and strategies against the mainstream civilian populations in whatever country you live in, whatever language you speak. So unplug from that and start doing research and looking at the truth for yourself and find freedom there.
Great advice, guys. Great advice. Because that's the bottom line. When, you know, and that's why I tell everybody, when we talk to each other, when you can look in someone's eyes, it's a different experience. You don't, you know, nobody's interested in your politics. You've got more important concerns, like what's going on in your area. You know, what do you do? And people come together. It's instinctive, and they recognize all those manipulations, just as you guys were saying, to divide and conquer us. And, you know, I find that there's a lot of hope and that there's a lot of improvement there. I'm concerned, what I wanted to ask you guys about, for our military. I think of Colonel John Alexander and all his work about secret soldiers and the things that they've been subjected to, a lot that was released. I mean, not just vaccines, but other types of programming. Is that all ramping up now for these people that are in the military around the world?
I'm sorry, what was your question again, Robin?
Is that kind of programming, even programming they're not aware of, for the military people around the world? I was referencing Colonel John Alexander and his secret soldier programs, you know, the mind control that was used there for the military.
Yeah, they're using this stuff right now. You know, a lot of this stuff came back World War II. Dr. George Estabrooks of Colgate University, he was involved with the Army, CID, the FBI, and some other agencies. They were doing all kinds of stuff like this Manchurian candidate stuff that they morphed from the Operation or Project Paperclip from the OSS, where they brought back a lot of the Nazi intelligence officers. One of Hitler's chief intelligence guys that he used against Russia was a German general, Reinhard Gehlen. And in 45, he met with President Truman and so forth. And they helped set up what they call the Central Intelligence Group in 1946, which was morphed into the CIA in 47. And they were already doing things about super soldiers and mind controlling people and creating assassins back then. The stuff they're doing now is way, way, way past that. I don't have the classified research, but I would certainly bet my last dollar that they are now into stages of DNA manipulation and seeding cohesion with various types of viruses to enhance the biophysical and neurological systems in humans, you know, like making them stronger, making them see better, making guys have the eyes like an eagle where they can see at night and different things like that. I would certainly, I don't have any operational intelligence on that, but my opinion is that they're into all of that big time through DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and various other black budget funded type of things.
Yeah. And do you know the exact same Reinhard Gehlen was the guy that was part of building up the whole Gladio network, which is so entangled in all of these alleged massacres and real massacres in Europe and the rest of the world, including the States. Gladio, 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 very, very, very important one to know about. And Reinhard Gehlen was the one that was part of creating it.
Exactly.
It's the same guys. It's the same guys in so many different areas.
Yes, and you know, Ole Rich Reinhard Gehlen from the Nazis, he actually helped form the National Security Council here in the U.S. When the National Security Act of 1947 was first created. So you're right, it's the same players, it's the same, you know, like George Bush Sr., all through the Kennedy assassin, everything. You start researching this New World Order elite and the satanic, power-hungry people, it's the same people over and over and over, just like the shoes, over and over and over.
Wow. Yeah, it's so many levels, and gosh.
Robin?
Like a big octopus.
No, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's like a big octopus, and the arms go into the international drug trade, into the arms trades, into the banking. But when you start researching like Ole's done for the last 30 years, the same names will start crisscrossing in all these different areas.
Yeah, it becomes a very, very small world of those pulling the strings, I guess.
It is. CIA whistleblower Chip Tatum, in the world of assassins, he said it's such a small little world as well. You know, when you have the high-level ones, there's such a tiny little group, and we're back to the same thing here. Can I just remind you, Robin, a few years ago, we had so many programs about this horrific Ebola virus. So I asked, people were freaking out everywhere. People were vaccinating themselves and their kids right, left, and center. Where are all the millions of dead bodies that they were telling us? Where are all these hundreds of thousands of victims? Where do you remember? I, in many shows, on your shows and many other shows, I said, please, anyone in a country where that is said now to be infected with this horrific Ebola virus, and you look out through the window and you see big heaps of bodies, please contact this program and let us know. Not a single question. I even offered, I said, please, I'm willing to go to, if you can fund it somehow, I'm willing to go to whatever country that is said to be infested with this horrific deadly virus. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And we're back to the same thing here. It is through fear. Why do they need fear? If they had so much power, they could just take over. They could just control us. But why would they need the fear? Because they're weak. They're weak. There's so few, when you really look at who's behind the scenes, very, very few old men, no skills, no nothing, no, you know, what they have is this incredible greed for death and destruction and control. That's all they've got. The rest we do to ourselves through our soldiers, our police force, our armies, our politicians, our bankers that are under their spell. It's ridiculous. We need to break out of it. All of us that are on this world, in on this earth, need to look themselves in the mirror and say, am I part of creating this? Am I part of holding this machine in a full speed forward mode? Or, and if I am, maybe it would be a good time to reconsider what I'm doing. Yeah, but my health benefits, whatever. If you're part of destroying the world as we know it, well, I would say maybe you should stop your part of it. Because the more of us that just say, I'm going to take a step out of this machine because I can see, I don't see the whole picture, but I can certainly see that I'm into something really ugly here. And I care for my children. I care for my future. I care for my friends and so on. So I will stand up and just do my part of it. Do you know, when you look at a really, really complicated thing like an automatic gearbox, you only need a tiny little piece of gravel or take out one little piece of it, the whole thing blocks down. Boom. It can be a super, super muscle car, engine, whatever, dragster. You pull out one little tiny thing, boom, it comes to an absolute standstill. Stop. And this is what we need to do. Just say, whoops, I'm a cogwheel in this machine. Sorry, I'm out of here. Boom. Totally nonviolent, you take a step to say, I'm not part of this anymore. I'm not giving my consent to this death plan for this beautiful, beautiful world. I'm not doing it. And then it will come to a stop, I guarantee. But we need to be brave and let go of this fear. Understand that fear is in the mind. It's not something you can grab onto and say, I got some fear here, would you like some? No, it's in your mind, and it's always connected to the future. It's always connected to something that has not happened yet. So see it for what it is. It's good if you're going to cross the street to be a little fearful because cars are coming very fast, then fear is good. And if you're walking through a minefield, well, could be a good idea to be fearful so that you notice really where you put down your feet. Otherwise than that, it is being used against us in so many different areas. So fear out, love in.
Definitely. You know, back with Ebola, one of the things that I tried to do to diffuse it, because talking with other medical colleagues, the most obvious thing was that there was no following of the protocols for how you deal with a pandemic. You shut everything down, you close borders. And they were letting people fly back and forth. So the whole thing just didn't add up. But the agenda, as you were saying, you know, it's so strong to keep the people in fear that they just wanted to believe what the media was telling them about the risks and the dangers. But it kind of fizzled out. You know, the whole thing fizzled out. They tried to raise that again with Ebola. And there's some other diseases that they're talking about. And they haven't launched a full-blown attack in one of those arenas recently, although they have little pots simmering in the Congo in different places with other diseases. But yeah, you know, but, waiting for their opportunity.
But listen also, please be aware, where does these viruses and the virus alerts and so on, where do they come from? They come from the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, which was created in 1947 at the exact same time when CIA or the OSS, Operation Paperclip, all of these things came very close to NASA as well, was started more or less hand in hand as a massive tool against the rest of us. So CDC, the Center for Disease Control, I tell you, are so deeply in bed with the whole pharmaceutical vaccination industry death machine that we shouldn't trust them at all. I came close to my child or myself with a needle, I would fight for their lives, you know, just because they say, well, this is a recommended dose. Well, I say, you take it. I'm not touching it. They're very, very dangerous because we believe them. So many people believe that, oh, no, it's a federal this or a federal that. It's not. They're private companies owned by the same people that are there to destroy you.
Yeah, and a lot of them are funded by taxpayer monies to do the research to develop these products to kill us. You know, it's like we're paying for the honor.
I mean, can you believe it?
Yes, unfortunately, it's crazy.
Help us, Cody.
Yes, Cody, help us.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it. We need to step back, all of us, just for a minute. All the listeners out there, look in your own heart right now. Look at how our world, look how it's changing, and look what's going on with all the violence and everything. What we're seeing here on the earth plane is a spiritual battle first. It's between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. Darkness want to control you through fear and war and lies. And the light, they want to set you free, you know, with love and freedom and truth. And so you have to pick in your own heart which side of this battle that you want to be on. It's a spiritual battle first, and then it goes into your mental fields where you're, you know, brainwashed or mind controlled, like we've been talking about with all these mind control programs, the SHU and MKUltra and Project Slammer and the Stargate program and all the things that they've been doing to control the mind and the mass media control. And then it finally filters down to the physical level, which is actual wars and actual fighting and actual killing. And so if we can win the battle on the spiritual plane first, we don't have to go into the mental or the physical planes. And that's why it's so important. And Ola and I did a show called Operation Indigo Skyfall. It's on YouTube, I think, unless they censored it. But it's a way it explains on there how they're using fluoride in the water and glyphosate in Monsanto's Roundup Ready, which they're spraying worldwide, you know, air, water, and food, how they're using these chemicals and the nano aluminum and barium and strontium and stuff they're spraying in the chemtrails in the skies, geoengineering around the world, and how these things are affecting our bodies and affecting our minds. And I would suggest that people, you know, would listen to something like that. Because if we win the battle spiritually first, we don't have to get in the mental realm. So the mental realm is controlled by fear, and that's why they're on these false flags and all this stuff so hard, and they're on the censorship. They're trying to censor the truth, and they're trying to propagate the propaganda, the strategic deception, and the lies. So it's time for each of us to just slow down and look inside and find in your heart, do you want love or do you want fear? What do you want for your children? And what kind of world are we going to be handing down? And that's why Ola and I and a lot of the other people like you, Robin, everyone's doing this work to try desperately to bring shreds of truth amidst this sea, this absolute sea of deception and lies. and sprayings in the air and poisoning the food and poisoning the water and the pharmaceutical companies and vaccinations and the CDC, like Ole's talking about, this massive machine, it's like a beast. And if we don't stand up to it, then we will be victims of it. And that's an overview of what this process is. You know, the Oklahoma City bombing or the assassination of Kennedy or the Swedish prime minister, whatever, they're individual events in a long string, like an umbrella op. You know, they're individual things that happen. But we're looking at the bigger picture, and we each have to start. People ask me all the time around the world on these interviews, what can we do, Cody? I'm just a waitress, or I'm just a truck driver. I'm nobody, you know. So you are somebody. You're a spiritual being of light. Look in your heart and find that light and connect to source, to the creative source. And therein lies our power, not only individually, but as a species on a small planet that's orbiting an ordinary star on the edge of an ordinary galaxy.
Wow. Most definitely. It's, yeah, the most basic. The most basic for people to focus on and recognize the connection that they have, you know.
Yes. My spiritual mission with writing the book about the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, and stepping forward. And, you know, I was very afraid of the CIA and being assassinated or whatever, hitting a car wreck or whatever's going to happen when you speak truth to power. I mean, the Ole's files are full of people who tried to speak truth to power and bad things happened. And we all know this program. But my job was to face this fear and stand up and talk about my little piece of the puzzle and be an example to show people, yes, I'm a human being. I have fear. But the truth is more important than my life and my fear. And when you really stick your head out on the chopping block like I did and other people have, that's when the metal meets the meat. And that's when you find out the truth. And like Ole has said before on several other interviews, it's like dropping a backpack off your weight. When you get over that fear of death, because see, the New World Order, Robin, that's what they have against us ultimately is fear of losing our job, fear of losing our family, fear of going to prison, and then what else? Fear of death. And so if you step over that ultimate hurdle, okay, with whatever means it helps you, there's an immense freedom there. And you are free at that point to tell truth to power and to speak the truth and to live it in your own life. And if one person does it, that's fine. If 100 people do it, that's great. If 10 million people do it around the world, then the whole world will start to change. And so for me, that was my job, was to step forward and be an example to other people that I can talk about the CIA and the shadow government and black ops and stuff and stay here in the same house and face it. Just face their death, face their threats, face all their stuff, but still be the light. That's why I picked Choosing the Light for the book, and why Ole picked his website over there, Light on Conspiracy. We did it independently. We didn't even know each other. But this light permeates all of our hearts. All we have to do is find it. And the New World Order wants us to lose it and forget our connection to it.
I agree with you. The biggest concern is that we will unite and stop buying into their programs of divide and conquer. Because then, yeah.
Robin?
Yes.
There was a 5-minute short film done by an Iranian director who had to escape from Iran during the Khomeini regime. And it's very, very interesting, I think, that if I can just go through very quickly what it's all about. There's this, that these two Genghis Khan warriors that comes riding through the desert. They're all covered with blood, their weapons everywhere and so on. And they jump, they ride to this, there's a little well out in the middle of the desert. And so they ride there and they're like, really, wow, did you see when I chopped the head of that child? And did you see that? And ha, 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 ha. And they're washing off the blood and that. And then suddenly they notice there's this monk sitting in the shadow under a palm tree meditating. So one of the guys said, let's go over and have some fun with him. So they go over there, very powerful, you know, all these weapons and swords and bows and arrows and whatever, goes over there, kicks him and say, hey, do you know who we are? And the guy is just in meditation, closed eyes, not moving, nothing. So they start harassing him. They start slapping him. He's not moving a finger, nothing. So they, in the end, they sort of like start threatening him. He pulled the sword. They're chopping in the air right over his head and by the sides. And the longer it goes, he's not doing anything. And they get more and more desperate and angry and frustrated. Can't you see how powerful I am? Why are you not scared for me? You know, they start firing arrows around his head. They're doing all kinds. They take a whip. They try to hit him. He's not moving at all. And in the end, one of them takes his sword and says, do you think I'm afraid? I'm not afraid of anything. I can even kill myself. And then he kills himself. He stabs himself. And this is a symbolic thing. But he stabs himself and falls dead into the water. And the other warrior, Genghis Khan warrior, takes a lariat and strangles himself to death. And both of these warriors die on their own hand. And the Sufi monk is sitting there, not moving. Then once they're dead, you just see this tiny little smile on his face. He stands up and then he starts swirling around in this very famous Sufi dance. And that the director had to escape to save his life from. So why is that so important? Why? What is the importance of that one? It is exactly what we're talking about, not buying into fear, not buying into violence, because it will self-destruct if we are not taking part of it. I believe so. And this is the way also to meet violent individuals. If you try and fight them, if you try to fight SWAT teams, if you try to hit back, you lost. That violence is their language. But there's these incredible things that happen. I think we've spoken about that several times where I, for instance, have been in situations where I'm being sort of aggressively attacked, but where I focus on love in my mind. I just keep repeating the word divine. He's somebody's sister, no, brother. He's somebody's father. He's somebody's son. He doesn't know what he's doing, you know, and keep my mind in focus, because the mind can only think one thing at a time. So the more I can keep it out of fear and in love, the better. And what happens is that this aggressive individual that just want to smash my head in or fire a bullet through my whatever, he gets very, very upset and very confused. You can see this confusion and almost afraid in the end. And then if you can keep that focus, then I've experienced several times that like 10 minutes later, we're sitting down talking like old friends. And it's miraculous. And I think you cannot manipulate it. If you try to play this, but you're sort of in fear mode, it can go really wrong. But if you stay and you totally surrender, knowing that, yeah, this might be my last minute here on earth, something miraculous happened. It is this surrender that also the native Indians were very, very aware of. It's also what you see Kevin Costner is doing in the opening scenes of Dances with Wolves, where he thinks that he's dead, you know, where he thinks that they're going to chop his leg off, his life is over as a soldier, and so he takes his horse and he just rides towards the enemy line, throws back his hands up in the air and just surrenders, and he doesn't get hit. Nobody can hit him. That is the space I'm talking about. Mm.
Yes, it's the power of our minds. It's something that they work diligently with Big Pharma to disconnect us, with Big Pharma, with the environment, with everything, to just keep us where we can't even think straight. And that's, I guess, years of working on ourselves to be able to overcome all of that and keep our focus. And that's one of the most challenging things, and that's why there's such short sound bites of everything. You know, because people just don't track, they don't process. So that film, that that Iranian film, is an amazing example. Thank you for sharing that. Is that, have you seen that anywhere on YouTube? Is it available at all?
I got it in the mid 80s after I came back from Iran. I'm going to tell you on one show the end of the story another time when what happened then after we came back and so on. But I don't know. Maybe I can look for it. Because for me, it was very powerful to see that when I just thought, oh my God, there's such a key of understanding here in this one.
Yes. And
so let me see if I can find it. If I can, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, I will try to get in touch with some of my old Iranian friends that are in Florida and see if they were familiar with it. One of my friend's daughters is now a filmmaker herself. So yeah, I will try to track it down. I mean, it's, what a message. What an impressive message.
It is. It is indeed.
Cody, you're quiet.
Yeah. I'm just listening and I love that story Ola just told. But our world here is at a precipice and we have choices. In whatever country you're in, whatever nation you're in, we're polluting our planet very horribly. There's a plastic the size of New Jersey floating out in the Pacific Ocean. There's huge Fukushima. There's a lot of pollution. There's chemtrailing and geoengineering. Countries are building nuclear weapons. All kinds of things are going on. And we're at a precipice. And this New World Order elite is a evil, satanic group, a small group that wants control of the whole world. Okay, we have to be clear about what's going on here. They want control of the whole planet, and they will do anything, absolutely anything, to get it. And the rest of us that are aware of what they're doing with the shoes and the mind control and the vaccination and so forth, it's our time to stand up. And on several other shows, mostly here in the U.S., I've asked some of the guys, the FBI or CIA guys, that know things but are afraid to speak up, or they're afraid of losing their pensions or their family safety or whatever, that it's time for everyone to take sides. Are we going to choose the light? Are we going to surrender, like Ole was talking about, surrender to darkness and fear? And that is our basic choice, regardless of what walk in life you are, what color your skin is, or how much money you have. This is something deeper, and it's about our whole race. And if we don't find the light, then it's a very good chance we could all end up microchipped. The mark of the beast, and live in a slave world. Controlled by psychotronics and mass mind control, a lot like George Orwell wrote about in his book, 1984. So it's very important now for the young people listening, to look into your own hearts and choose which path. Ole's researched this stuff and shown you examples, photographic proof of false flags and shoes and mind control. Robin's been in her program out doing, I'm doing my little thing, and we all need to work together and stand up to this and stop this darkness and bring the light and the truth back into our lives, back into our governments, back into our countries, and into our own world. It doesn't matter what country you're in, this message is for everyone alive now on the planet Earth.
Yeah, we're all in it together. Wow.
We are.
Beautifully said, guys. Such powerful examples you've given. Go ahead, Ole.
No, I just want to say, sometimes people say, well, it's so easy for you. Is it? I mean, who would be the first one they come to pick up, if they really take over? It would be someone like you. It would be someone like Cody. It would be somebody like me. We would be the first one to go. So it's like, I wouldn't say easy. We're putting ourselves on the line here because we feel in our heart we have to. It's like, I wish that I could just sit here and have a cold beer and play my guitar and enjoy, you know, the sunshine, which I also do sometimes. But there's this urge inside of me that we need to do it. I need to do it. If no one else is doing, well, I'm going to do my part. And the more of us that that does that, nobody knows where the tipping point is. I'm praying every time before an interview that this, may this interview be the tipping point. May this be the last interview I do before this whole fantastic transcending of this new world order. That it will crack. It's like this wall, the Hoover Dam we've been talking about, where I'm just hitting on again and again and again thousands of times, because sooner or later it will crack. And then the millions of liters of waters that are, or gallons that are behind this wall, will come down in one massive go. It won't come sort of like a little here, a little there. It will just be. So, and then when that happens, it's very important for us how we deal with it, so that we are in balance, that we can handle these waves, that we can take care of our brothers and sisters that are confused on both sides or whatever, not knowing how to deal with these things, and do our utmost to create balance and harmony.
I agree. You guys have given such amazing information, and it falls on our audience to get out there and share what they've heard. And, you know, that connecting, those conversations, this is what will make this reality beautiful. I mean, so much. Pleasure to be back. Looking forward to the next time with you, Ole, and Cody. There's just so much out there. And hopefully next time we'll be saying, wow, because I'm seeing it. Your improvement, your changes, making headway. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. So much.
Thank you. Take care, Cody. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Thanks, Cody. Take care, guys.
Okay. You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we are listener sponsored and commercial free. But there still are bills to pay. In order to raise some needed funds to cover the cost, our station is offering a silver special. In the continental United States, for a $60 donation, or in Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada, for a $70 donation, we will send you an uncirculated 2018 1-ounce pure silver eagle. The $70 donation, the extra 10 is to cover shipping, by the way, outside of the continental United States. When making the donation, you must put Silver Eagle Promo in the notes on the donation. And thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at revolution.radio and freedomslips.com. Without you, there is no us. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop.
freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts...